Have you ever gotten food poisoning from eating something?
Oh, yeah. My husband did. It's no joke.
Yeah, no joke. It's
ended
not
up in the ER.
That is no joke. But this is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so this guy getting roasted online for trying to claim food poisoning for returning a pizza he just ordered after he ate it. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to return a pizza for a refund, saying it made you sick after you've eaten most of it, you're doing okay. Now, listen, you're thinking, well, that seems reasonable, right? How are you going to know if it made you sick unless you eat it? But this,
well, that is true.
So this guy got on TikTok. He filmed this interaction himself, trying to get a refund from Little Caesars. It's a $7 pizza. Says he got food poisoning. The only problem is he ate most of the pizza. The manager was not necessarily having it. By the way, what he claims to have had isn't food poisoning. I'll let the audio be the evidence here.
Staphylococcus meningitis. He got staphylococcus from all of this garlic butter.
That's not what I said.
You keep your napkin, though. I'll give you your money back. You don't have to record me. I know what I said.
I came in here to... Am I allowed... Can I say...
It's all gone, and you've got garlic butter all over it. No wonder you got sick.
All gone.
So, first of all, again, he starts recording after he had already, gone to the window. But apparently he said that he got staphylococcus meningitis from the pizza, which is a bacterial infection that affects your spinal cord and brain. Can be fatal, by the way. It's not food poisoning.
Am I allowed to talk or?
Wait, you just talked before you turned your camera on, though, right?
Yeah.
Even your pizza.
You need to work on your customer service.
I don't let liars come to my store.
I am not a liar.
She is not having it.
She's not having
it at
all.
She's like, you're rolling in with a half-eaten pizza and garlic butter all over the place, wanting your money back, claiming that it made you sick and gave you staphylococcus meningitis.
Am I supposed to ass kiss just because you bought a $7.99?
No!
Okay, I'm refunding you. Drop it. Thank you.
No, you told me a moron.
Oh, wow. So this is not going well.
No. So, I mean, the internet was literally lighting him up like, buddy, she roasted you. She's giving you your money back. Just delete the video. I understand, getting, if you get food poisoning, that ain't no joke. That's rough.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, that can send you, like your husband, to the hospital. You're not going to get food poisoning minutes after you consume something.
Yeah, it does take a little bit to settle in.
Yeah. And so when you try to return a pizza that's majority, that is eaten most of the way, with garlic butter all over the place, claiming that you got staphylococcal meningitis from the pizza, that raises questions too. So again,
did he try to have a conversation calmly before he turned on the camera? Because turning on a camera when someone knows they're being recorded for not a good reason, they get a little defensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
That maybe how the exchange started to go downhill so quickly.
I know it did. And it did.
Yeah.
And it did. We'll tweet the video out if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show. But again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to return a pizza for a refund, saying it made you sick after you've eaten most of it minutes before, then you're doing okay.
Bless his heart, though. I don't think he's going to be going back.
Probably not. That's your Set of the Bar story.